Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and be amused at the future. I predict that politics will make stranger bedfellows than ever before. I fearlessly predict that the once politically inactive South will rise again in no uncertain terms. I predict that every vote south of the Mason-Dixon line could easily be conservative. I predict there will be two political parties in America. One will be the Conservative Party and the other will be the Liberal Party. There will be a clean-cut division which no one could conscientiously cross over. This startling trend will become most apparent before the next election, and you will join heartily in this stand whether you want to or not. Now, don't say you won't, because I predict you will. I predict fashions for both men and women will be exactly alike in the new unisex trend. The new tunics, which will soon be worn, have no difference except in size. Men are growing smaller in stature, and the women are growing larger in stature, and there will only be three sizes, large, medium, and small, to the new tunic you will soon wear. I predict there will be body stockings for those who would feel shy or modest. Those who wish to wear nothing naturally will be free to do so. I predict the day of severity in dress will soon be at hand, almost puritanical in style, with no beads, no jangles, no bracelets. Men and women will wear exactly the same makeup, the same style of hairdress, and if required, the same type of wig.
Hello, hello. We're glad you made it. Welcome to the future.
Faxverse presents 20 predictions about the future. Number 5. Authoritarianism will come back. As threats to national security increase, governments may need to start taking drastic measures. Experts predict that this could result in serious changes to our world. Certain freedoms that we all currently take for granted could be taken away, such as the freedom of assembly, the right to privacy, and the right to travel outside of your home country could all be taken away. After the 9/11 attacks, and after people had been mailing anthrax spores, the Homeland Security Act was created. If there were to be a similar attack where hundreds or thousands or millions of lives were lost, the rules could be changed to be more drastic to protect people.
Hey, what you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when your baby says bye? What you gonna do when your baby starts bawling? What you gonna do when your love starts falling? What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she puts you out?
What you gonna do
when your well runs dry?
What you gonna do
when your baby says bye?
What you gonna do
when your baby starts falling?
What you gonna do
when your love starts falling?
What you gonna do
when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she puts you out?
What you gonna do
when your love ain't around?
What you gonna do?
Dig a hole in the ground.
What you gonna do
when your love starts falling?
What you gonna do
when your baby starts falling?
What you gonna do
when she says goodbye?
What you gonna do?
Hang your head and cry. What you gonna do now, child? Hey, what you gonna do, child? What you gonna do?
Making love, my friend, she'd better be your wife. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will your life be an infield fly or a base hit off the wall? No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will you be in condition on the day you get the call? Or have you broken training rules with drugs and alcohol? If you can't play the game, you will be sent down to the minors, where Satan is the manager and it ain't in North Carolina. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will your life be an infield fly or a base hit off the wall? No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Did you always think the initials RBI stood for roguish body inclinations? If someone mentioned the immortal babe, would you think they were talking about Raquel Welch? And if I were to walk up to you right now and say Raleigh fingers, I bet you'd think I meant a rash transmitted by means of petting. Well, brothers and sisters, you're in trouble. And what you need is my pamphlet describing the road to salvation. It's entitled The Fall of the Roman Empire. And special operators are standing by right now to take your call. The number is spelled out in chewing gum on the back of your stereos. And if you hurry up and call before midnight tomorrow night, we'll send you absolutely free an autographed photo of Billy Martin in the showers. All you have to do is send us three bills. We don't care what currency, but we do ask in the interest of ecumenicalism that no two of the bills be of the same denomination. Your pamphlet will come to you colorfully wrapped in a red or a white sock, and for you health food fans, many parts of the pamphlet are edible. Now, ask yourself this question. Have your morals gone on strike? Do you direct foul language at the folks that you don't like? And would you rather steal than base your life on something fair? And do you stay at home or go out swinging everywhere? Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield fly or a base hit off the wall? No sinner's ever very happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready? Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, save your soul and sing along one time with me. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield fly or a base hit on the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball?
Number 16. The effects of climate change will not be able to be reversed. Last year, the leaders of the world gathered to make an agreement when it comes to human-caused global warming. They decided to do whatever is necessary to limit it to 2 degrees Celsius. Unfortunately, the damage that we've already done will be felt for hundreds, possibly thousands of years. According to climate models, even if the carbon dioxide levels dropped to zero, the levels of the greenhouse gas in the atmosphere will warm the planet for hundreds of years. This is just one of the examples of the permanent damage we have caused to our world.
I sold my car, sold my job. I'm 24 years old. I think it's time that I saw the world. I hate it, yes, I hate the cold, and cause Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain. I hope that I can quit this living language. The factory floor presented me with some tapes of Elton John. To keep me company, I hate them, yes, I hate the goodbye I ease. And I've got to stay, cause Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain, but I can quit to learn the language. Sandwiches, I hate them, yes, I hate the cheese and pickle. And I gotta stay, cause Norman had a real fine time last year. I hear it doesn't rain, but I can quit the school in the language. Oh, but I can quit the school in the language.
Brain is in the world, that's why I'm gonna get a girl. I've been getting wise watching all the guys walking their cuties. Making up my mind, gonna go and find one of those beauties. I'm screaming, gonna get a girl, because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl, that's why I'm gonna get a girl.
Gonna lose your guile. You don't know who's your pile. Acting like a two-time lover, keeping kisses undercover. You'll wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your guile. You're gonna fret all white. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart and then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your guile. And when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back. Won't come back. Once they're gone, you're gonna be surprised. You never realized someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose and rise her. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your guile. Flirting with the devil, you'll get in the deep. Water finds its level. Bitter tears you'll weep. You're gonna be surprised. You never realized someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can choose and rise her. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your guile. You're gonna lose your guile. You're gonna lose your guile.
Number 3, Secession of States from the Union. This happened in 1861, and it didn't end well the last time. California has already indicated that they were going to lead the breakup of the United States. Generation after generation, the doubt and the pressure will become worse. Some people believe that we can expect to see these changes as soon as the end of this decade. The reason that California no longer wants to be a part of the U.S. is because they are tired of funding the poor people who live thousands of miles away, in areas that are theoretically foreign. The difference in the wealth generation between each state is the main catalyst for this occurrence.
blue sea. My baby begin to wonder what the world become of me. Dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. I'm gonna leave my baby all pulled up and crying. You know that's the reason why I'm really gonna change my mind. Dig myself a hole, move my baby down.
Gentlemen, listen to me. I had better tell you while I still can see. I've got my drinking hat on me tonight. Give me lots and lots of room. This may end in a fight. Oh, I'm gonna get drunk. Meet me under the table. I'll get home if I'm able. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get swacked, fried, whatever you may call it. I don't intend to stall it. I'm gonna get drunk. Pour me some straight ones, Joe, I'm in the mood. Set me by the jukebox when I'm good and stewed. Beer for a chaser, Joe, I'll close the joint. When you see me glassy-eyed, I beg you do not point. Oh, I'm gonna get drunk. Meet me under the table. I'll get home if I'm able. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get boiled, blast, whatever you may call it. I don't intend to stall it. I'm gonna get drunk. Let's do some singing, folks, sweet Adeline. Let's hear all the new jokes, let me tell you mine. Let's go some places, folks, let's do some things. Please give me the check, who cares just what tomorrow brings. Oh, I'm gonna get drunk, meet me under the table. I'll get home if I'm able, I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get tight, stinking, whatever you may call it. I don't intend to stall it. I'm gonna get drunk.
Hooray!
Oh boy, yeah man, whoopee!
I'm gonna get drunk.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna write me a letter. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna the right words, oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. Oh, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Maybe I'll take an aspirin, I don't know. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself the letter, boy. You wait and see. Yeah, make believe it came from you. Right up, Carlos! They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Love me, hit it, violence. Oh no! I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Boy, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. I can't write, I'm gonna use a fool. Oh no.
Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to the day after Christmas, or Boxing Day if you prefer. Now, I got to come clean with something right away. Right now, where I am speaking to you from, it is Boxing Day. Yes, I'm late. I usually have these things turned in by Sunday, but not this week. It's been a very stressful and busy Christmas week here in Addlewood, Maine. But we do have some stuff for you. We're abandoning Christmas because it's not Christmas anymore. Those of you in the know realize that Christmas ends permanently at about noon on Christmas Day. It's all about Christmas Eve and the anticipation, etc. Because we're always looking into the future, thinking things are going to be wonderful. So that's what I did today. We're kind of taking a little look into the future. There are many futures, as you know. And these are just some of them. So who knows what's going to happen. We started out with Criswell Predicts. You remember Criswell? He was an L.A. Radio, early TV personality who made it a point of predicting things. Some right, some wrong. Amazing. Anyway, we had that. We heard from Turbo Negro, which is a band from Norway. They've been doing stuff for a while, and they're still active now. We're going to drop the Atom Bomb, that was. In the year 2525, Zager and Evans song covered here by Nat Stuckey. He's from Atlanta, Texas, and he died at the age of 54, a little too young, but he had a 20-year career, so I guess he's going to be okay. What You Gonna Do was Billy Wright. He was the Prince of the Blues, don't you know? Will You Be Ready at the Plate When Jesus Throws the Ball was Randy Brooks. I'm Going to Spain was Steve Bent. I don't know if he ever got there or not. I'm not going there myself, but you never know. The future is a strange thing. Going to Get a Girl was Sam Lannon's Dance Orchestra from 1927, featuring a vocal from the ubiquitous Irving Kaufman. Tony Randall after that. You didn't know who that was, but I'm telling you right now, it was Tony Randall. You're going to lose your gal. Tony's got a lot of things he talks about. Let's just put it that way. Let's see. After that, Arthur Big Boy Crudup from 1951. I'm going to Dig Myself a Hole. That comes from the album called Where the Hell's My Money? Hard to find. I'm Going to Get Drunk was Sherman Stupot Johnson. No info on him. And then Larry Storch, my favorite Larry Storch. He'll be 95 years old in 2 weeks. Born in 1923, the same day as me, January 8th. So write that down just so you know to remember Larry and his birthday. And that's I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. All right? So let's look more into the future. Get your crystal balls and be careful. Don't play with them. Thank you.
ask you for some hugging. You say you're too young for mugging, and you put me off till I'm from crazy, dear. You're a teaser and a baiter. All you say is maybe later, but your eyes tell me the future's getting near. In the future, that's the way you always put me off before. But the way that you behave and seem to say you won't be saving all your kisses for the future anymore. Spent my time a-wishing, now you've given your permission, and I've had that kiss that I've been waiting for. Please don't sit there, you're through stalling. I can't wait, I'll soon be bawling. Can't you see that I am dying for some more? In the future, have you started singing that old song again? Seems to me we should be heading for a preacher and a wedding. We'll have lots of loving in the future then. Now you're roped and tied and branded, and I did it single-handed. All your kisses and your love belong to me. But what's that about a baby? Did I hear that you say maybe we will soon be bouncing Junior on our knee? In the future, now our family is our future, yes sirree. We were bargaining for kisses, but we got three-cornered bridges on the way into our future, you and me.
Further. the future, it is murder. Things are going to slide in all directions.
Number 11. Anyone can create a pandemic. Earlier this year, a list of catastrophes was compiled that could kill off a large amount of the human population. One of the top catastrophes was a deliberately engineered pandemic. This type of thing could kill over 10% of the population. The authors of the list, Oxford's Global Priorities Project, believe that this could happen in as few as 5 years.
Kicked it into the night. Oh, yeah. is there, Michael Landon over there, oh yeah. And he's coming down Heaven's Highway. And Marvin Gaye says he's gonna bring Martin Luther King. He's still telling how it is up there in heaven, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Louis Armstrong. Oh, oh, oh. And Michael Landon, he's gonna be wearing oh, oh clothes. And oh, sure, oh, sure, it's been sure, oh, yeah. And oh, shoes, you look like a hobo, you don't stick your nose up. An angel in disguise, Michael Landon, oh, yeah. And he's telling me I'm gonna find my man a way. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. I'm a singing psychic, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Elvis wants to tell him some memory. He goes to the church in the valley too. Oh, yeah. Oh, bless him. And the preacher man will straighten you out.
Number 14. Privacy will be in the past. We are living in a world where the more privacy we have, the more dangerous things are becoming. It is predicted that we're going to be living in an era where just about every part of our lives will be monitored. Governments are fearful of threats and will turn to high-tech surveillance technologies in order to keep people safe. The more serious the threats become, the more we are going to be monitored.
Train is coming, train is coming to our town. Train is coming, train is coming, train is coming to our town. I can hear that whistle blowing, I can hear that whistle sound. I can hear that whistle blowing, yes, the train is passing by. Train is coming, train is coming, train is coming to our town. Train is coming, train is coming, train is coming to our town. I can hear the whistle blowing, I can hear that whistle sound. I can hear that whistle blowing, yes, the train is passing you by. It goes clack clack clackety clack 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 clackety clack 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 clackety clack clack clackety clack 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 clackety clack 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 clackety clack 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 clackety clack. I can hear that whistle blowing, I can hear that whistle sound. I can hear that whistle blowing, hear the train. Train is coming, train is coming to our town. Train is coming, train is coming, train is coming to our town.
You can listen to temptation, you can even go astray. But if you listen to temptation, it's gonna be the devil to pay. You can wink your eye at moral if you care to live that way. But if you wink your eye at moral, it's gonna be the devil to pay. All you sinners, you ought to know, Satan's waiting for the gang of you down below. You can go to church on Sunday, even wash your sins away. But if you're only good on one day, there's gonna be the devil to pay, yeah. Human this evening, yes. Uh-huh. I want to tell you about Samson. Samson? Well, lies thy strength. Huh? The Filipinos be upon this song. Look out there. What? Oh, no, no, no. Don't tell me he's down here. Daniel down here? Is Daniel here? Well, all right, then tell him latch on to
them lines and turn them loose. I'm going. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. What is this? That sounds like one of the tigers coming in here. Yeah. Bring it on out there, Mr. Johnson. Yeah, sing Flavor Johnson. Play, boy. I didn't know you were down here. Astray. But if you listen to temptation, it's gonna be the devil to pay. You can wink your eye at morals if you care to live that way. But if you wink those eyes at morals, it's gonna be the devil to pay. All you sinners, take it, take it, take it, lie, 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 lie. Oh, bye, bye. Swing it on out there, Satan. Go to church on Sunday. Watch your sins away. But don't be good on one day, cause it's look out now, look out now.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Allen, and this is For Women Only. The school child of the future won't waste time going to and from school because classes will be held in his own home. He'll be taught electronically and individually, and that means his learning speed will be limited only by his own ability rather than that of his classmates. Junior's teacher will be a console, hooked up to a computer which will monitor constantly his learning, telling him instantly whether he has the right answer. No more waiting for days until teacher returns graded tests. Parents, too, will benefit from the household learning computer by using it in much the same way as an encyclopedia. There will be no more common school day, no entrance ages, no preset grade levels. And as for cost, remember that one teacher can supervise hundreds of youngsters via computer, but only a few dozen in a classroom.
Number 19. We will lose all of our satellites. If we were to lose our satellites, this could be catastrophic. This could happen by Kessler syndrome, during a massive geomagnetic solar storm, or during a war in space. If our satellites were gone, it would make communication impossible. GPS would be gone, so anyone who depended on it would be in trouble. Space-based synchronization would stop, which would affect everything that we depend on, from the electrical grid to the financial sector. Since the first satellites were put into space 60 years ago, we have become completely dependent on them.
Are you gonna eat that? 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 Are you gonna
I'm good.
Will you love me when my carburetor is busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gear? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? And when my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when I cannot blow that old horn? And when my connecting rod is bent, I no more want 5 cents. Will you love me, mama? Will you love me, mama? Will you love me when my wheeler no can go? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? And when my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? And when my connecting rod is bent, I no more want 5 cents. Will you love me, mama? Will you love me, mama? Will you love me when my car wheel no can go? Oh, weepo, will you love me when my car wheel no can go?
They tried so hard, they did their best. That ugly, ugly word war, with its threatening sound, won't ever again be heard, won't ever again be found. At last all nations are finally one, dead under the still living sun. We're all acquainted. Be forgot.
peace begins while life is done. Who's right, who's wrong? Don't matter now. The human race has made its final bow.
This program to announce that the world is at war. The nuclear war has begun. Nations are bombing nations. Soon the world will be at peace, where everyone will be dead. 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 Dead.
Okay, we're back. And looking into the past for the playlist about the future. Yes, I am aware of the irony. We started with Grandpa Jones from 1955. That was, of course, in the future. And we heard Leonard Cohen, who died the day before the election last year. It's like he knew something was coming. And that was called The Future. That was his way of telling us to, you know, watch the fuck out. Look what you're doing over there. As is obvious, we didn't listen. Someone's going to get their head kicked in tonight was an early version of Fleetwood Mac, an unreleased B-side to a single that they did as Earl Vince and the Vincents. It's actually Jeremy Spencer and the rest of Fleetwood Mac. Connie Francis, I'm going to be warm this winter. I am, because I got all this wood in my backyard. I have to drag it through the snow. Let's see. Heaven's Highway was Francis Baskerville, who was, of course, the singing psychic, singing about how Marvin Gaye is going to come back. Mark my words, okay? Danny Pagan, after that, The Train is Coming. Everywhere you go, there's a train coming, so I figured that was pretty appropriate. Going to Be the Devil to Pay, Fats Waller. I advise you to listen to that one again, because we are in for a shitload of bills come 2018 and beyond, and there's just not going to be any way to pay for them. So we're all going to go broke, and that's the way it goes. Life continues. We heard something about Evelyn Allen from For Women Only, a limited series of stuff. That was the school of the future. Spoiler alert, not if Betsy DeVos has anything to say about it, but don't get me started. Rhett and Link, after that, the Internet Kings. Are you going to eat that? And then Myrtle K. Hilo from Hawaii, yeah. Will You Love Me When My Carburetor's Busted? Another future question. And then Hammy Nixon, who's a harmonica guy. He played with Sleepy John Estes for like 50 years. That's a long time, by the way. You're going to look like a monkey when you get old. And I think probably of all the predictions done today, that's the one that's going to come true. Especially for you. You know who I'm talking about. And then we finished it up with somebody named Estelle. The year 2000, which of course is no longer in the future, but it might as well be. So that's going to do it for now. I will see you next year. Yeah, it's that time again. We'll have a salute to winter, I believe, next week, because it's winter. I had a foot and a half of snow yesterday. That's one reason I couldn't get done in time today. And, you know, we're used to it up in Maine. I have a plow guy now, so I'm not going to be killing myself shoveling out my damn driveway. Got two more for you, and I wish you the best of the future. And I'll see you next time.
Live life.
You're ready.
Live life. like you're gonna die, because you're gonna. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? Now, maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's gonna happen, because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves, the president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go. Live life like you're gonna die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. I tell you who else left us, passed on, gone to heaven, no longer with us. Johnny Cash.
Dead.
JFK, that guy in the Stones.
Dead.
Lou Gehrig, Einstein, and Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Have I convinced you? Do you read my lips?
Dead.
This may come as news, but it's time. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. By the time you hear this, I may well be dead. And you, my friend, might be next. Huh? We're all gonna die. Yeah. Oh, maybe you won't suffer. And maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. Have time, 'cause you're gonna die.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die.
Yes, you're gonna die. You're gonna die, I tell you, you're gonna die.
And I'm gonna die.
You are gonna die, 'cause maybe you won't suffer. Maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Live life like you're gonna die, because you're going to. Oh yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today, or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother?
Why don't you apostrophe R-E-G-O, government A-D-I-E, die? You are gone.
Why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, baby. You'll have time.
Right at the moment, our universe is about 15,000 million years old, and there's some debate about what it's eventually going to do. The outcome hinges on, of all things, an estimate of how many atoms there are in the universe. If there are enough to exceed what is called the critical density, then the gravitational attraction they have for each other will continue to slow the expansion down until about 50,000 million years from now, it will stop. Like a ball, that's motionless at the top of its curve. Then the universe would begin to fall in on itself. Slowly at first, until 50,000 million years later, it would be exactly the size it is now, but contracting. After another 15,000 million years, it would return to those unimaginably hot, dense moments that were occurring at its birth. Both space and time will then come to an end, and our universe will cease to exist. Some cosmologists have suggested, however, that such a cycle may continue, heralding the birth of another universe. This would mean that ours may simply be one of an infinite number of universes bouncing endlessly in and out. Nobody will ever know. Nothing, not even time, could survive those moments in between when the universe occupies no space, but is infinitely heavy, infinitely hot, and infinitely small.
Right, so the end of time may be 100,000 million years in the future. Does anybody know whether there are enough atoms in the universe for gravity to overtake expansion?
No, not really. Although if current experimental evidence turns out to be true, there aren't enough atoms in the universe. There is, on average, only one atom of visible matter for every 100 liters or so of empty space, and that's only 1% or so of that critical density. Black holes and other strange astronomical creatures may alter this figure, but at the moment, it looks as if the universe has a rather empty future. In 5,000 million years, our own sun will have expanded to engulf the inner planets, including the Earth. It will then collapse, becoming an incredibly dense object, about the size of the Earth, called a white dwarf. Indeed, a piece of a white dwarf, the size of a sugar cube, would weigh over 5 tons. After another few million years, it will have cooled to no more than an icy lump moving silently through empty space. One by one, although new ones will be created from time to time out of the galactic dust, the stars in the heavens will begin to go out. Some will blow themselves apart as supernovae. Some will collapse into black holes. And many, like our sun, will simply dim and cool. As the expansion continues, the fading galaxies will gradually disperse and become invisible, and even the few giant black holes that are left may eventually disappear through a process akin to evaporation. There may be occasional flurries of activity as neutron stars or black holes collide, lighting up the darkness in remote corners of the universe. But basically, that will be that. All that will be left of the universe will be black, empty space. With nothing left to happen, no events left to occur, the concept of time will cease to have any meaning. We will have arrived at the end of time.